It's a hard rains are gonna fall.
This is Juno Afternoon on Monday, November 5th, 2018. Scott Burton, your host. It's about 16 minutes until the top of the hour. With me in the studio now is co-chair of 350 Juno, Elaine Schroeder, and Mike Tobin, who's on the steering committee. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hello. Thank you.
Okay. So let's talk about 350 Juno and also the screening of The Reluctant Radical, which is happening this Wednesday and Saturday at the Gold Town Nickelodeon. We'll get details on that in just a second. Elaine, 350 Juno.
350 Juno, also called Climate Action for Alaska. 350.org sounds such a modern sounding name. Is a it's an international activist group dealing with climate change. And I don't know if you're aware of the new report that came out from the Intergovernmental Group of the United Nations, but there have been headlines in the newspaper saying that we've got 10 to 12 years to radically decrease our fossil fuel consumption and pollution in order to have a livable planet. And to keep it to 1.5. I don't know if you remember the Paris Climate Accord was 2 degrees centigrade increase. And now what this panel of hundreds of international climate scientists have found is that 2 degrees centigrade is too great. It's got to be 1.5 or below. And we're quickly reaching that. And 350 stands for 350 parts per million of carbon in the atmosphere. And we have surpassed that, obviously. Well, you can just open the newspaper. And I just was reading the New York Times, and the Danube there's a drought in Germany, unprecedented drought. And they can't do shipping on the Danube. So 350 Juno is a grassroots organization. We have a very active board, and we are working on a divest the permanent fund campaign and educational activities, just like what we're working on right now with the film concerning climate change, because right now we got to move fast.
Mike, you're on the steering committee. About how many of you are there in 350 Juno here in town?
Well, they're on the steering committee, maybe 8 or so.
We've just added 2, so we have 10.
Is it 10?
Yeah.
But we have a lot of people that we work with in Renewable Juno and other climate organizations in town. And we have, I think, around 500 people on a mailing list.
What we have is we have a steering committee that does a lot of the work. Then we have over 500 people on our mailing list, and some of those are volunteers that – well, we call on when we're organizing. For example, the rally Rise for Climate. We had other volunteers come in. So we've got this core group, and then we have a much larger group of people who attend our events and help with our events.
Okay. The Reluctant Radical, Mike. Tell us about this film and why you guys chose to screen it.
Okay. It's about a man named Ken Ward who lives in the Pacific Northwest, currently in Portland, but previously in Skagit County, up, you know, where we all jump off the ferry when we go down to the lower 48. He previously was a fairly high person in Greenpeace, and he began to read articles about climate change and came to realize that this was way more critical than he had realized and that any of his buddies in Greenpeace realized. And gradually he ended up not working for any organization but on his own organizing events and participating in events that were really civil disobedience. And the film shows that process. He is a reluctant radical. He is not out to make headlines and get busted, but he has been arrested several times. The film follows him kind of as a character study. It uses his son, his ex-wife, his current girlfriend as kind of prisms to see his character through, and they all of them support him. And then also it uses it shows the court system and some very surprising things that happened when he took his necessity defense to court.
That's the voice of Mike Tobin. Let's listen to just a minute or so of the trailer for The Reluctant Radical. It's going to be playing this Wednesday and Saturday at the Gold Town Theater, and we'll be right back.
I was going, hey, wait a minute. The world's in collapse here, and we're not doing anything about it. And people are like, oh, yeah, that's a problem. And it was sense of utter disconnect in realities. Climate change is just dealt with as if it was any other discrete environmental issue. For years, we said we can solve this if everyone would just put the right light bulbs in, buy a Prius.
Liven your morning up, maybe.
What we really needed to be doing was, from the very beginning, raising hell.
All right, grab your rest.
8 hours of community service, and then they'll dismiss, as if they had never been filed, the charges. In theory, I could just show up and do this every 2 weeks or so if I wanted.
Woke up at 2:30 in the morning thinking, why am I doing this? Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to notice.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 postcard boots.
Thanks.
If you've done all the legal available methods and they don't work, then the only thing that you have left is to put your body in the way.
I feel a large amount of pride for what my dad does, because...
Right, he's making a good point, which is back when there was an Inconvenient Truth movie, if you recall, Al Gore ended up by... encouraging people to change their light bulbs, and climate scientists were aghast even then. And how long ago was that? So, of course, we want to reduce our carbon footprint, of course. But unfortunately, that's not enough. What we need to do is change major policy. For example, a carbon tax. All the scientists are recommending a carbon tax, hopefully a universal carbon tax. And that's up for a big vote in Washington state.
Okay. This movie, The Reluctant Radical, what do you admire about Ken Ward, Mike?
I admire him because he is willing to look something really horrible, which is this tsunami of climate change. It's about to sweep over us and our planet. And I don't mean a literal wave, but all of the bad effects of climate change. He's willing to look that in the eye and do something about it, not just be depressed. He actually, interestingly though, thought he was going crazy. He actually saw a psychiatrist at the behest of his family and stuff because he was so upset about what was going on, and then realized, no, he wasn't crazy. And so
I understand that with help from Colette Costa in the Gold Town Theater, you're going to Skype with Ken and the director of the film, maybe on Saturday's version. Is that right?
Well, we think that the way it's set up now, Lindsay Grazel, who is the director, should be here Skyping in on Wednesday and Ken Ward on Saturday.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And how about the details for the time and when people should get there?
People should come Wednesday a little before 7. The movie will start right around 7. And the Skype event will occur around 8:15. And then on Saturday, it's at 4:30 to 6:30 at the Gold Town also. $3 for students, $10 general admission.
Where's the best place to find you all online, Elaine?
350. Well, we're on Facebook at 350 Juno. And so Facebook, 350 Juno, and we're about to, very soon we're going to launch our website. But right now, 350 Juno, Facebook.
So you two have chosen to be a big part of 350 Juno. That's among the ways I assume that you are helping to fight climate change. For our listeners, it does sound like we're sort of past the point of changing light bulbs and buying Priuses. Maybe we're not. What do you recommend for our listeners as action steps?
You know, I was thinking about, what I was going to say here today on the radio and before the film starts a couple of days ago. And here's this big election looming in tomorrow. And I thought, you know, it really, no matter who wins the election or how it turns out, we have to get up in the morning and try to decrease our CO2 emissions and do what we can in the interests of ourselves, our kids. And that can involve buying a Prius or getting a heat pump. In fact, the same day as our second showing on Saturday, Renewable Juno is having a Heat Pump 101, which will be an introduction to heat pump technology for people that are considering getting a heat pump, which is cheap and fossil fuel free in our town, which has really clean electricity.
All right.
And so I would say, you know, apropos to if you haven't voted yet, first of all, inform yourself on issues concerning climate change. We are at a moment for a desperate need for a radical, rapid, and fair transition to renewable energy. So vote for those candidates that support those three things. Don't vote for candidates who want to drill in the Arctic, build a gas pipeline. Don't vote for them if you care about climate change. The other thing is donate and activate. So on the big picture, what we need desperately right now are people to donate to those kinds of nonprofits and organizations, whether it's 350.org, whether it's Greenpeace, whether it's Sierra Club, because Sierra Club is really working on climate change as well, to donate and to become active in the groups. There are three groups in Juneau who are working on climate change actively. And to just donate your muscle or a few bucks to these groups. So that's where we need to go.
I think Alaska is special too in that we are a fossil fuel producing state. It's responsible for a lot of our economy, and we're also suffering 2 to 3 times the global warming or the temperature increase that other places are. We have a lot of issues. It's not like Elaine and I know the answer to all of these things, but we know the direction we should not be going in and what we need to do, which is getting off of fossil fuels.
And we need to go in supporting and subsidizing innovation in renewables. And Alaska, again, has a moral obligation to do so because we create way more than our fair share because of drilling, because of oil and gas and coal. We're morally responsible to limit as much as we can.
All right. Mike Tobin, Elaine Schroeder, they're part of 350 Juno. They'll be screening The Reluctant Radical this Wednesday. At what time again, Mike?
7 o'clock.
The Gold Town Theater downtown.
Yep.
And on Saturday at?
4:30.
At the Gold Town. Again, thank you both for coming on the show. Find 350 Juno on Facebook.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye.